Welcome to Interview, where we are dedicated to helping people use their voice in successfully unifying our community. Here we connect to our community by having meaningful conversations. Your story and your mental health matters. So here today, I'm going to be talking with Jose Villanueva and just learning a little bit about his life story and his perspectives on mental health. So, Jose, can you please just tell me a little bit about yourself, about your age, your major, because you're still in college, any jobs or hobbies or anything else that you find interesting?
So I just want to say hi, Kylie, by the way. My name's Jose Maria Javier Delgado Villanueva. People just call me Jose. I'm born and raised in the Philippines, moved to LA 2021, and I'm currently in college here in Belmont Abbey, and I am taking sports management, and I'm graduating 2026. So something interesting about me is that I love to play basketball. I love going to the beach, going to adventures, just having deep talks with people. I feel like that's very cool and relaxing thing I want to do. I love reading books too, and I'm learning how to bake. So that's something I'm looking forward to learning.
Awesome. You're what they call a Renaissance man. One of many trades. You can do everything.
Try to live up to.
Yeah, for sure. So what was life like growing up for you?
So as I said, I moved to the United States 2021. So I grew up in the Philippines, and it's totally different. You know, it's a third world. Some roads aren't, you know, fully made yet and all that stuff, but there are certain parts of my country that's considered first world already. Like, if I could throw in some examples, like BGC, Makati, Das Marinas, Forbes, Camp John Hay, like all those places are, you know, first world like but you know, in a third world developing country, there are certain parts of the country that's not so developed.
Yeah, for sure. And I'm sure that was a little bit difficult in some ways, just being in an area that was not as developed and then coming to America where everything is like almost overly developed.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So that's interesting. Yeah. What kind of accomplishments or achievements got you to where you are now?
Well, I would say one was basketball. I really enjoyed playing basketball growing up. I was really into sports. I did baseball, I did soccer, I ran track, and many more sports just for fun and during the summers. But basketball, I'd say, was my greatest achievement. I was able to play high-level basketball in the Philippines, which got me an offer to play out in a postgraduate program in Vegas, which landed me my offer to go to the school I'm currently in.
Yeah.
And yeah, I would say that's one of the greatest things I've ever done, aside from maybe being in commercials as a kid, but
what?
That's probably it. Yeah,
that's crazy.
Yeah, I was in a Dunkin' Donuts commercial back in the Philippines. Some current like local foods and stuff like that.
Do you have any short-term or long-term goals right now that you'd like to achieve?
Yeah, I mean, coming from the Philippines and playing basketball here in the United States, I've become so much better in basketball, and I was able to land a couple of professional basketball offers in the Philippines.
Really?
Yeah,
awesome.
So, but it's not the main league. It's in the lower league. So salary is not the best, but you know, if I have a chance to work my way up, I would.
Yeah.
If not, I would love to get into coaching,
training
kids. I feel like I love being around kids and just teaching them how to play basketball and just kind of molding them to become better human beings.
Yeah.
The last thing, if all else fails, I want to go take like my master's in Australia. That's one of my
goals.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So something to do with sports too, and hopefully I could branch out of there, maybe move countries or wherever I want to go in my life.
Totally. You see yourself obviously not staying in America for like the rest of your life. You want to like travel a little bit, to just depending on which place has what to offer.
I mean, I wouldn't mind living in America. Half my cousins and family moved out here during like the 60s and 70s.
Mm-hmm.
So like I have a lot of places to visit, you know. I have cousins in Connecticut, Massachusetts, of course, California, Vegas. Just having family around the United States.
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind living here, but I feel like there are more opportunity abroad.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't say no if the salary is really good.
Right. Can you describe some key morals or values that you have?
I would say kindness, you know, treat someone the way you want to be treated. That's one thing that's very important. I live by, of course, self-control. You know, you have a self-control, not a way of like indulging in all that type of stuff, but like self-control, like being in control of your life.
Yeah.
Understanding that you need a routine to be a successful person, And you need to have some fun and take things seriously at the same time. So I think self-control is very important. One other thing is hard work, you know?
Yeah.
Hard work beats everybody, and being responsible too. I just feel like those are things I just throw in a bit.
Yeah. I mean, those two attributes combined, I mean, will lead to nothing but success.
Of course, 100%.
So awesome, yeah. If you could think of a quote that you live by, what would that be?
Ooh, that's a good one. So, I don't know if it was my dad or my coach who told me this, but you don't have to be the best to learn from the best.
Yeah,
and
true.
Basically that means is that you learn from everybody you're with, you know? You learn different things, like, you know, let's be real. Like, for example, like, when we want to talk to an attractive girl, we got to learn from other people who've been in the same environment. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So for me, it's like, growing up in the Philippines, romance is very different. Going out asking dates are very different than here in America. Like, in America, you got to use Snapchat, you got to use Instagram and stuff like that. Like, back home from where I was from, like, it was either, like, either Facebook or, like, you just got to be bold and just walk up and take your number, you know?
I guess I've never really thought about that.
Mm-hmm.
So you like the social media here is a lot different.
Oh yeah, definitely, 100%. Instagram and Snapchat, you know, there are other like apps on the come up, like BeReal.
Okay.
And Thread, we don't really use those.
Yeah.
We use usually Facebook or like Instagram, but Instagram is just, you know.
Yeah.
Just to show the fun side of you.
And right.
Unlike here, like most of the time, it could be used as business.
Anything.
Yeah.
So to kind of switch things up a little bit, what are some of your opinions regarding mental health?
I believe that mental health is a balance. You know, it's like yin and yang at the end of the day.
That's a great way to put it.
Uh huh. So like, if you have the good and bad working continuously together, you know, I feel like you could have a good understanding that life is about up and downs. But, you know, sometimes when the yin and yang is kind of like disrupted, you know, it could lead either to too much positivity or too much negativity.
Yeah, which absolutely.
Is bad in both essence.
Yeah, life is about balancing the good and the bad,
mm-hmm.
for sure. Have you experienced, or do you know anybody else who's experienced any mental health challenges?
Oh yeah, I've heard stories from friends and family about people, you know, taking their lives. I had a cousin who overdosed, took her life, and you know, it's pretty sad. You know, I'm not gonna reveal this whys or whats.
But yeah, like, right.
I would say that, you know, that kind of hit me because my uncle now, you know, this only daughter too.
Mm-hmm.
So like, just seeing him, seeing what their family had to go through is really, you know, emotional.
Yeah.
So totally. I would say I've been in situations where I've seen mental health in the good and in the bad. So
yeah, it's becoming a lot broader of a subject. Like, more people are more willing to talk about it now than they ever have been.
Definitely. I mean, social media is, you know, it kind of shows who you really are to the world.
Yeah.
It's a form of expression, people say. But like, sometimes it gets skewed, you know, people want to look too perfect, people want to be perfect.
Yeah.
And it destroys the beauty of, you know, just authenticity.
Totally.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I mean, you can look at a screen and think that you know that person, or that's not reality.
Yeah, you don't know the struggle they've gone through to get there.
Totally. No. What techniques have helped you get through challenges, or what techniques have you seen that has helped other people get through challenges when overcoming mental health barriers?
Well, I'm a pretty religious person, and I believe in God a lot, and, you know, one thing I've learned in Belmont Abbey is that there's always good problems being given to you. Like, problems are never bad. Like, that means you're doing something with your life. That's what it was always said. That's what I begin to realize. So I would say every problem that has come my way are challenges that I need to overcome to reach a certain level.
Yeah.
So even when I'm having a hard time, I have that positive mindset. Like, yo, this is the problem I want.
Yeah. That's a great way to look at it, as, you know, some of the issues that somebody may have in their life, it's because they're actually doing something with their life. It's because they're trying to reach a goal that is probably difficult to achieve.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I guess I haven't looked at it that way before, but that's interesting. I'm definitely gonna use that now. If you could help someone else who's experiencing mental health issues right now, what sort of advice would you give them?
Dude, just being there. You know, I've been in situations where I've friends who had really like bad depressions and stuff like that, and it's just making sure that they're valued and appreciated. That's one thing. I feel like a lot of people these days, they lack the, you know, the feeling of feeling valued.
Yeah, totally.
And sometimes as you're growing up, you know, you get it from your parents at first, but mm-hmm. as you get older, you're like, you know, I want something from different, for something yeah. different. And they look within, you know, within friends or a girlfriend or boyfriend or whatever situationship they're up into. So, but like, yeah, I feel like having just being there for them is really what's good.
Yeah.
You know?
I totally agree. You know, when somebody feels value within themselves, they oftentimes project that value into other people as well.
Mm-hmm.
Which I feel like is kind of like a lost art of really valuing an individual person for them being individual.
Yeah, definitely.
Why do you think advocacy for mental health is important?
I feel like it's needed, you know. As I said, a lot of people these days are portraying a false life that they want to portray just to fit in. Of mm-hmm. course, social media and everything. So it's complex, as I said. So like, it's more of the psychological thing too, like the environment.
Totally.
Everyone wants to fit into the environment. You know, everyone says, oh, you know, like, I'm trying to be a different person. You're trying to be a different person in that environment.
Totally.
So
yeah.
you're still in that environment. And you still want to fit in, but you just want to be different in a certain
yeah.
way.
Yeah.
So I say that, you know, having that environment, some people, some kids or people in general, like, they struggle with that, you know, coming into a new environment. For me, it was, you know, switching from Taglish to American English. Like,
yeah.
The slangs are different. Like, per state, California is a different, have a different slang to North Carolina. So, like, just
you're
that.
You're so right.
Yeah. So just like, being in that position of, trying to fit in is already a big issue in itself. Like, a lot of kids struggle from that, especially
yeah.
high school, grade school,
yeah.
and adults too. You know, working in a new place, coming in, you know, learning the culture there is different. And
yeah.
I would say that, you know, sometimes mental health is needed in those aspects.
Yeah.
And I could go on for as long as I want about mental health, but I would say it's important because we need to identify what's wrong and attack it properly.
Oh, absolutely. What do you want people to take away most about your story?
Don't give up, you know? Don't
yeah.
give up on your dreams. Sometimes your dreams aren't the way it's supposed to look. Like, when I was a kid, I wanted to play in the NBA. But as I got older, I was like, you know, that's not possible. So, like, you know, now I'm shooting for something else. I'm shooting for playing professionally in Asia. And
yeah.
if it doesn't work in Asia, I could do it in my home country, which is in Asia too. But, you know, who knows? Maybe life is just, you know, just don't give up. You
yeah.
know, it will put you in a path that you wouldn't even know that you can reach. And another thing is that, you know, when you're feeling bad, don't be by yourself. Like, always, you know, let people know that, you know, how you're feeling. And
mm-hmm.
you know, you don't have to tell everyone. You can just tell one or two people, and
yeah.
people you really trust, and just that they could give out a message without even revealing the truth. Like
yeah.
As I said, I had this friend. He was very depressed and everything, and just what got him back to life was not us talking about, oh, you gotta do this, you gotta go to the gym and all that stuff. Or
yeah.
it was just that, you know, he was just being valued. He was just being invited out. You know,
yeah.
we never left him out of anything. Like, yo, if you want to grab food, his name was always being brought up, even
right.
if he said no. Like, just feeling valued and appreciated is very important, and that's the type of life you should need, you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
And, you know, just being around other people really is a good thing.
Absolutely. Who you make yourself out to be, honestly,
yeah.
is also who you surround yourself with.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
Makes total sense.
Yeah.
Total sense. But I would say, yeah, just being around good people, never giving up, thanking the people that helped you throughout your life journey, and, you know, pray
yeah.
and believe in God. That's it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, thank you so much, Jose.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, of course.